April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Sung Hyun, the president of the Chung Yunsa Publishing Company. Chung Yunsa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, which is a UN non-profit organization, Dr. Michael Bascombe, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Yong-yu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yung Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Haeng-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Yong-chil, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitaren Jananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man-gyu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjing River, and Mr. Ho Jun Hwang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor, to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
Next is Professor Yeo Suk-dong, who teaches at Korea National Defense University and is the former Manager of Public Information Office, Korean Joint Chief of Staff.
Welcome.
지구 온난화 문제가 이 국가 간의 분쟁을 일으키는 문제, 그에 대한 대책에 대해서 질문을 좀 드리고 싶습니다. 2007년 3월 달에 영국은 기후변동과 분쟁 문제를 유엔 안전보장 이사회 긴급 의제로 상정해서 토론할 것을 제의한 적이 있고 실제 진전 토의가 이루어진 것으로 알고 있습니다. 지구 온난화에 따른 이 기후변화가 이제 국가의 안전보장 문제를 심각하게 위협하는 문제로 인식되고 있음을 보여주는 대목입니다. 지구 온난화는 이 가뭄이나 홍수, 폭풍우, 해수면 상승, 이와 같은 국가 안전을 위협하는 자연재해를 야기할 뿐만 아니라 국경을 넘어서는 환경 난민을 대규모로 발생시킬 가능성도 있습니다. 이러한 일련의 사태들은 국제 정세를 불안정하게 만들 뿐만 아니라 국가 간의 분쟁을 증대시키는 분명한 요인이 될 것입니다. 이러한 분쟁에 미리 대비하기 위해서 각 국가들이 어떠한 노력과 대책을 발전시켜야 할지에 대해서 답변해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
Hello, Colonel and Professor Yeo. Thank you for your very important question. It is true, exactly as you have said, that we are facing a very serious situation. However, we hope It does not have to come to the point of more conflict. We already have plenty. However, the most effective effort that can be made by any country to avoid further catastrophe, whether natural or man-made, is to promote a compassionate, noble lifestyle. Not only does this benefit the planet in its reduction of greenhouse gases, but being veg opens up land and delivers crops to humans that were previously being grown for animal feed. Moreover, a plant-based diet saves immensely on water. Meat production uses water in excessive amounts that we cannot imagine. You see, all this is important because if humans are in shortage of food or of water, then conflicts, of course, will break out. That is what the United Kingdom means by climate change is affecting national security. Not just for the United Kingdom, but everywhere in the world. When our family members are in danger of hunger or thirst, maybe we would do anything to bring food to them. So reluctantly, some virtuous or good people might even go astray and cause conflict between neighbors. And then, on a larger scale, it will cause conflict between nations. Scientists have documented that one serving of beef takes more than 1,000 gallons of water to produce. By contrast, sir, the vegan diet uses about 1/10 of that amount. So the water problem would also be completely solved if everyone is vegan. And as the killing karma is reduced with people becoming vegan, all disasters will diminish. A more loving atmosphere will envelop our earth, and we would not even have to worry about war between countries. Because vegetarian diet will make people feeling peaceful, more clear-headed. So, consequently, each nation would naturally have sufficient resources and wholeheartedly exchange help to each other. So the best way to prepare for conflict is to take complete prevention. The vegan diet will help us to achieve that goal, and almost immediately. Thank you, sir, for your caring.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increased leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Next, we have Professor Kim Young Hwa of Yonsei University. He is also the former manager of the Nature Preservation Department, Ministry of Environment.
Welcome, sir.
환영해 주셔서 대단히 감사합니다. 저는 30여년 동안 국가환경대책을 수립하고 집행했던 전직 공직자입니다. 현재는 교수직에 있습니다. 질문을 직접 드리도록 하겠습니다. 지구온난화는 인류에게 대단히 심각하고 매우 시급한 일임에도 불구하고 일부 국가들의 비협조로 어려움이 많다고 생각이 됩니다. 만약 지구 온난화 방지에 실패했을 경우 국가에서는 어떠한 위기관리 대책을 세워야 하는지 말씀해 주시기 바랍니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Professor Kim, for joining us today and for this thoughtful question, which is very, very important. Please do not lose hope yet. We still have a chance to halt global warming and should be optimistic. We don't have much time, but we still have time. Although the change is a little slow in some cases, we meanwhile do our best by adopting the quickest and the most efficient measure to reverse climate change. We must change to a vegan diet ourselves, so that we become a part of the solution. Besides that, this compassionate lifestyle promotes natural harmony and peace. If everyone is a vegan, cooperation is much easier, don't you think? Because people become more peaceful. They can think more clearly. So cooperation will be an easier matter. To help the government to change so that it can avoid that kind of crisis management, we can write letters explaining how a vegan diet is a solution for the planetary crisis. It's the most practical way to prevent future calamities due to global warming. Because the plant-based lifestyle is more sustainable and opens up land that can be used for cultivating crops for humans. It restores the balance of our ocean and forest and preserves our finite natural resources. This is truly the best way to restore our environment and ensure the highest degree of peace. Thank you, sir, for your concern. Such a simple solution. Be in veg, that's it.
Thank you, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Next is Ms. Park Hyun-jung, a reporter from SBS, Korea's major national TV.
Welcome, Ms. Park.
안녕하세요. 저는 간단하게 질문하겠습니다. 저는 지구 온난화와 명상이 어떤 관계가 있는지에 대해서 알고 싶습니다.
A reporter who is very enlightened. Thank you for calling attention to the spiritual side of climate change. Your audience will surely appreciate your well-informed news reports on this most grave issue of our time. As you can imagine, meditation could be said to help counteract global warming, in part because most traditions of spiritual practice uphold guidelines that include respect for all life, which means no killing, no causing suffering to others, and thus to be a vegetarian. With the world populated by benevolent vegan citizens, the retributing debt, or we call it karmic debt, from meat eating is reduced, as will the devastating effects of such a diet. From deep meditation, you will truly know the glory of our Creator, of our real self. You will understand what the saints are referring to in the religious holy scriptures when they described their experiences of the heavenly light and music. If you are in deep meditation, you will experience exactly what the saints, the Buddhas, experienced in the past, in part or in whole. You will know true peace and experience the universal awareness that comes from being connected with your divine self. May heaven bless your heartfelt sincerity and virtuous path to help your fellow citizens during this planetary emergency. Thank you, Ms. Park.
Thank you, Master.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Now, Professor Kim Young-ho, who is the Honorary Professor of Philosophy at Ina University and Director of both Hamseok-kon Sia Research Center and Dongsa-seop Happy Village.
Welcome, sir.
I find myself in full agreement with you on the diagnosis of our planet's crisis and its cure involving vegetarianism. I hope and believe that it will work out eventually on a global scale.
Yes.
At the same time, people may want to know more practical ways toward the ultimate goal. For this crucial matter of survival of the Earth, we can't wait too long, I think,
no,
for governments to acutely realize the severity of the crisis and take concrete actions for it.
Right.
Rather than relying on the governments, we may need community movements initiated not by just big communities, but small communities from bottom up, not top down. My question is, what in your view is the practical strategy for putting into practice the ideas you have put forward. Besides this kind of worldwide conference and publications, including the need for smaller communities devoted to the cause and pursuing an ecologically safe living. Also, just small related questions, philosophical question. Can we expect to see the imminent emergence of a new humanity or humanism free from this kind of problems as envisaged by some Korean spiritual masters and Western enlightened thinkers like Teilhard de Chardin and Mircea Eliade? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You are right. You are right. As individuals and communities, we must take action. Instead of waiting for the government or the technology to be developed. Surely, what you describe as a grassroots movement is a good way to quickly and effectively begin healing the planet through a plant-based diet. This truly is the fastest way an individual or group of individuals can reverse the climate change. It is so simple that we could overlook it. It's so simple. Just one solution, the compassionate diet, because compassion begets compassion. That's very simple law of the universe. Every action has a reaction. So no need to wait for government policy approval process or financial resources and so on. Practically speaking, what we can do for this movement is to continue informing the people we know or who we meet about our urgent planetary situation and the solution. We can pass out informative flyers, we can email our friends, acquaintances, and let them know that free and up-to-date resources are also available at suprememastertv.com. We can also show others how easy and delicious it is to cook vegetarian diet. And as I have mentioned, continue writing to the government and media to ask them to support these ideals, which is also very important. We cannot really disregard the government's and the media's powerful influence. Because if they support these ideals, they can disseminate the information on a greater scale to reach the public. Without a doubt, once humanity has evolved to be more compassionate, more loving to all beings, our world will be free from such tragedies as war, global warming, and other natural or man-made disasters. We will truly be living an Eden on earth where peace we reign, and humans will live in perfect harmony with each other, with animals and the environment. Thank you for your very good question. I have only one solution again, again, and again. That is the compassionate vegan diet. If I have other solution, wouldn't I have told you? If I knew of a better solution, wouldn't I have advertised it? Of course, I would. I would do anything to save the planet. But to save the planet is not in my power. The planet is in your hands, on each and every citizen's hand, to save it. And the only solution that we can take in our hand to save the planet is the vegan diet. I repeat again and again and again, because I know that is a solution for our planet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Master.
You too.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The next question comes from Mr. Kim Dong Won, one of the program directors of Arirang TV, Korea's global TV.
Wow. Welcome, sir.
예, 화면으로나마 뵙게 돼서 너무 반갑습니다. 지금 지구온난화 방지를 위해서 칭하이 부산사님께서 많은 노력과 수고하고 계신 거 저희들 알고 있고요. 예, 그래서 지금 스프링 마스터 TV를 통해서 보면 고지되어 있는 그 지구를 구할 수 있는 날짜가 방송되고 있는데요. 그게 이제 오늘로 따지면 한 1300여일 되고 남아 있는데 그게 정확하게 어떤 의미를 그 날짜가 고지하고 예고하고 있는지, 그리고 그 날짜가 이제 되는 2013년 1월 달에 1월 22일에는 지구에게 남겨진, 우리에게 남겨진 시간들인지, 그리고 그 이후에는 어떻게 되는지 좀 말씀 부탁드리겠습니다.
Yes, Mr. Kim. Thank you for your very concerning question. This is a question that you ask for many people. This is the number of days that we have left to save the planet. Yes, it is. We hope that we don't have to count down to that day. In other words, that the day will not have much meaning other than as a day to celebrate humans and planet's survival, our life. However, this number is a reminder and gives us a sense of the true urgency at hand. I wish we don't have to show this number, but we have to, for the sake of everyone on this planet. And if you calculate it yourself, according to all the evidence from the scientists or research or climatologists, you will come to the same number as I have. Up to now, there was some flexibility on how long we had left. But now, it is more or less fixed, and that is more or less the number we have. However, Mr. Kim Dong-won, we have good news. The good news is that we have reached a critical mass, or a certain number of human beings who had kept the vegetarian diet or turned to the vegan diet. And when a certain number is reached, we call it critical mass. Then that critical mass will influence the other beings on the planet, all the humans. So this critical mass has been reached recently. It could mean that more people are open to change in their heart and more influenced to change their heart, to be more loving and kind, compassionate, and switching to the life-sustaining vegan diet. This is the primary change which will save all lives that are still left and the planet. After that, we can have time to do all the green things to further stabilize and live in harmony with nature. We can have more time to develop higher technology to protect the planet and protect humans' life. But for technology, we need much, much more time. We don't have that much time. So for now, changing to the vegan diet lifestyle is urgent and the most important and the most effective solution to halt the climate change and to save the planet. We can see almost the immediate result if everyone turn to vegan diet.
Thank you for your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Save Our Earth Conference 2009. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW